know what time it is, man. On the way to prom, man. Me and my man Billy, you know what I'm saying? Got the job up there, Kevin, the building, man. Me and the building, y'all niggas do Hey. Man, son, you feel me? Out here, go. You feel me? The rain right there. I know what time it is, man. My game right there.
It's your boy J Omega, that's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
It's your boy Sayer, that's Sayer SO on IG and on Twitter. You can find me on Snapchat at Sayer _ SO.
And I'm Cherry Poppins. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. Letter I, letter M, Cherry Poppins. Snapchat Cherry Poppins 13. Also every Tuesday on. Where am I every Tuesday? Oh, 94.3 WESS.
Get.
All right.
Okay.
Sayer started it.
Here y'all go.
Listen, everybody, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/officialstreets.
What? I think it's all mad Jamaican.
Okay. Sayer is flying tonight, by the way. Just so y'all know.
Let me know if I'm bugging. He sound wild Jamaican.
Facebook.com/officialstreets. Follow us on Twitter at TOS_SO and find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Play every Friday to get your week started off right. This is episode 41 of the Officially Street Podcast.
Whoa.
We got Cherry Poppins back in the building. Or is it 42?
42.
Man, of the Officially Street Podcast. And before we get into that, let's talk about last week.
Listen, my boy. All right, man. We spoke. Gucci's home. He dropped new music already, as we said he would. Kanye lost his mind on the Ellen show. DMX needs a vasectomy. He's now expecting his 13th kid.
Oh, my goodness.
Wildin'. Pill Cosby is back on trial.
Okay, Pill Cosby.
Yeah, no, Pill Cosby.
All right.
Unfortunately, it's over for GS9. CB being light skinned with his baby moms on IG, and Troy Ave, he proved that he let his gun go blam. Shout out to Shay Davis.
Okay. Don't know if the listeners know who Shay Davis is.
No, I'm wildin'.
But let us know if you do.
Please do.
Because I'll fuck with you if you know who Shay Davis is. That's bonus round right there.
Or let us know.
So do we have any new developments on this Troy Ave thing?
Yo.
He's going away.
I think he's already been apprehended.
Yeah, nah, he was already,
looks like they were wheeling him in the court, in a wheelchair.
No bond whatsoever.
No bond. They found 3 guns in his van.
That's 2 years each.
I think it's 3 years, 3 year minimum. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a 3-year minimum.
He's getting hit with attempted murder and 2 counts of criminal possession of a weapon. My guy.
So there was a bunch of rumors. There was rumors that he was... First, the rumors were he was shooting at Maino. So I think we believe those rumors to be untrue.
Yeah, Maino went on his fake... I'm not his fake, but wow, it's Twitter and said that.
And then the new rumors were he saw a tax stone there and... They got into a scuffle. I think Tax Stone's mans got into a scuffle with Troy Ave, and the gun went off because it supposedly, this is all alleged. Yeah. Allegedly, Tax Stone was there with Maino for this show, and Tax Stone's man had the hammer on him and somehow got into a scuffle with Troy Ave, and in between that scuffle, the gun went off. That's how Troy Ave got shot. Shoot himself. That's the rumor.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. We still don't know what happened.
We still don't know anything. We still don't really know anything.
We don't know what happened to this man.
So then from there, Troy Ave got hold of the gun and started shooting. Those are the rumors. And then there's another video that leaked that looks... It's footage of what looks to be an injured Tax Stone running away as Troy Ave comes in the room behind him and is aiming at him. Now, we don't know if it was him or not. I mean, it's all speculation right now. But just those are the new developments. Those are the new rumors. We'll probably hear a little bit more next week. Damn these motorcycles outside.
No, we got to close the window.
We apologize about that. It's a little bit hot in here, so we got the window open.
It's hell in here.
It's death, but bear with us.
We one step above hell.
Mm-hmm. Once we get the new equipment in here, we're going to catch a lot of that feedback from the outside. But yeah, so let's talk about our weeks. Cherry, ladies first, as usual.
So
Cherry's putting her hair up in a ponytail right now.
Yes.
As if she's getting ready to get ready for war.
One step above hell. I'm about to be there in about 20 minutes. I gotta get ready.
You're gonna stop talking about my house.
He's acting like you don't live here.
You're gonna stop talking.
My bad, bro. But yeah, so really the highlight of my weekend, Saturday night, I hosted a show. The artists were pretty good too. It was called Through Her Eyes at the Puffin Pass Lounge in Stroudsburg, mm-hmm. or East Stroudsburg. It was pretty, I got lit like fucking big. Oh my God. You know when you go in the dollar store and you see those big ass lighters?
Yeah.
That was me, yo. That was me.
She was okay. The butane lighter.
I was OD. Lit.
Crackhead lighter without the top.
I was lit. Sunday I worked. Yo, I gave my brother a shape up.
Yeah.
Yo.
It was all right. It was all right for my first time.
Can you cut hair?
Are you gonna put the picture up or no?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Wait a minute.
I'm not trying to get roasted.
Wait a minute. Can you cut hair?
Nah.
Oh.
I was at home. We was chilling. He washed my car for me and I was like, yo, can I cut your hair?
Let me reward you with this Ezekiel.
Exactly.
Let me reward you with this.
I was like,
you are the worst.
I was like, yo, can I give you a shape up? Because he's trying to grow his hair out, too. Like, he wants, like, an afro. So I was like, can I give you a shape up? And he was like, yeah, I don't care. Hurry up. Mm. And that's literally what he said. He was like, hurry up. And so we did it. And then it came out pretty decent for my first time in life.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
He had some angles.
Yeah.
Where it should have been rounded. But I get it.
I thought niggas are supposed to have angles. I didn't know. I feel like you can't have angles and round at the same time.
Well,
that's so, like wearing stripes and fucking checker.
So here's the thing: if you're looking at my hair, you see how it should be like straight here and then round, like it'll round into the sideburn. I don't know how it looks now because it's kind of, but like this part should be right. Curving.
Well, and, I know it, that it shouldn't next
be
time.
Just like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I thought it was supposed to be angry.
No, but that's honestly,
that's exact.
Honestly, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Out of a five, it was a three.
At least you didn't push his hairline back.
Nah, and that was, yo, that's what I was scared about too. That's what I was scared about because I was like, yo, I'm not trying to fuck him up, OD. So then, but yeah. But the tool I was using wasn't a tool for lining somebody up.
Yeah,
so,
that's the other thing. You gotta have the right tools.
Yeah, so I'm going to get him either a T-eyeliner or a detailer. For real, it's not even gonna get him. It's just gonna be for me so I can practice on the nigga. But
the best part about fucking up a haircut is hair grows back.
Yeah, that's what he said to me too. I was like, yo, what if I fuck you up? He said, we'll just go bald. It's not like I never did that before. And I was like,
I mean, I wouldn't want to go bald.
He's
15.
He's 15. So he's like the most chillest 15-year-old ever.
I've been there before, baldy.
And then I said to him, yo, what if I fuck around and shave off your eyebrow?
Yep.
He was like, mom did that before. So it wouldn't be like it didn't happen.
Just mad. Damn, yo.
So yeah, that was my Sunday. And then Monday, I came over to Jay's. We had some, yo. I had the best burger of my life. I'm not even lying because I don't eat burgers. And the last time I had a burger, it was gross. So I was like, you know what? These niggas be cooking on Snapchat. It be looking good.
Word.
I'm gonna eat a burger. And it was dumb good. And it was big and juicy. Pause. And
watch your life.
Fucking.
Vera Subida.
Oh my God, it was so good. What'd you just say?
Vera Subida.
Oh my God.
Watch your life and change.
I know. But yeah, that was my week.
Merchandise coming soon.
I've been working.
Okay. You want to go ahead with your
week? So for me, honestly, it was a lit weekend. I ain't even going to lie. It was really fun.
No, nigga, Memorial. How many BBQs did you go to?
Nah, I went to two, and then I hosted my own. So, all right. So Friday, we went down to New York. Me and Quan went down to Brooklyn to chill with a friend. Shout out to Nani. That was cool. We did an escape room.
Type jealous.
Prior to that in Manhattan, that was dope. Let me tell you something about this escape room. This is gonna be a good 5 minute segment. I'm gonna try to cut it down. So the escape room, for those of y'all who have never done it, what it is you and however many others you come with. Normally it's like at least 4 to 6 people. Mm-hmm. You go in this room and you have to solve a puzzle. And you have to find your way out of the room. So like it's there's so many different themes they have. The theme we had was there's this guy. Oh, first of all, let me backtrack. Normally you get an hour. So you might be sitting there like, damn, it takes an hour to get out of the fucking room. But actually that time flies. So the theme that we had was it's this old man that moved into the neighborhood where you live at. And the old man doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't communicate. So like 6 months after he moved there, people started seeing him following kids to the park, home from school, to school, all this shit, right? But he never did anything. All of a sudden, one day, all of the kids in the neighborhood were gone. So, and then he was gone too. So everybody was like, yo, he kidnapped the kids and, you know, we don't know what's going on. So you and your crew, whoever you came with, you guys are like, I don't even know what to call. You're like the town watch or whatever. Okay. You know what I mean? So your job was to go and break into this dude's house, find as much evidence as you can against him to like take it to the police or whatever. And you had an hour to do it before he came home.
That's wild.
So
yeah, that's scary as
so
shit.
It was, and I'm not going to lie. It was late at night. They kind of like cover the windows so you can't see outside. So you just dead ass in a room. No bigger than this, almost. It's pretty much no bigger than this. And you got like 6 people and you're trying to find shit. And it really looks like the room is furnished and everything looks like a regular room. So this is me and Quanis first. We go in there. Automatically, I'm flipping mattresses over. soon as I flip the mattress over, on the other side of the mattress, it says, at 6:20 a.m., they will all die. With mad exclamation points.
That's scary as fuck,
No, I wanted to leave the room. I was like, nah, let me out. Let me out. There was a computer in the room. There was like 4 boxes with locks on them. And they were the locks that you could like just choose a number down in a row. There was like 4 boxes with 4-digit locks. And then there was like cabinets with 3 locks with 3-digit locks. And then it was mad of the shit. Long story short, we felt like idiots. I mean, the shit was crazy. The shit was crazy. So one of the codes, because you have to basically unlock everything to finally get the key. And then there's a key that lets you go and physically open the room. So the first puzzle, there were five license plates on a wall. And then the first license plate had equals next to it, it said equals and then 5. And then the other 4 license plate, it just said equals question mark equals question mark equals question mark. So I'm sitting there like, all right, I gotta take these numbers and multiply them, divide them, and get 5 somehow. Yeah. So in the first license plate, it was like V487NQ or some shit. I'm like, all right, what's 48 divided by 7? You know what I mean? And I was like, damn, it's not 5. Well, actually, that is that 5?
No.
Well, no. Okay. But I'm like, yeah, damn, that's not 5. I'm not good with math. 40. I know 48 is divisible by 7. But anyway, so I was like, damn. I'm like, damn, that's not it. And then I'm like, all right, what's 4 + 8 + 7 divided by 3? Because there's 3 numbers. Like, I was doing mad shit. And I was like, damn, I'm not getting to 5. So the guy that puts you in the room, like the actual guy that works there, he gives you a walkie-talkie. He says you have 3 hints. Mm. So, you know, go to this channel. You could ask me for 3 hints, right, this whole time. So we waited like 25 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Before asking him for a hint. And we didn't find our first clue. It was 25 minutes. And we found mad shit. It's like we found pictures with circles. And we found like, you know, there were pictures on the wall.
It was just you and Quan, or were there other people in the
room? Nah, it was 6 of us.
Okay.
It was 2 other couples. One couple that never did it before, and then it was another couple that does it all the time. Then it was me and Quanah. Okay. So there's like pictures, this shit, like you find shit, but it doesn't lead you to anything. But it's things you have to use eventually to actually like
get this nigga.
Yeah. So
Bill Cosby ass nigga.
So right.
All right.
Okay. So I'm like, all right, let's get the clue, right? This nigga comes in the room and he's like, okay, so this license plate has five of the same shape in it. You have to identify that shape, and then that's how you'll get the rest of the clue. I'm like, my nigga, are you dead serious? So the license plate had five circles in it. An example, an eight has two circles.
Okay.
A six has a circle. A nine has a right. circle. Even the actual word, like New York,
mm-hmm.
the O in New York
is a
shape, is a circle. Right. So that license plate had five circles in it. So then it became easy because it was like, okay, how many circles is in the rest of the license plate? Okay, there's four circles in this one. There's three circles in this one. And then you got your numbers. You eliminate five. That's the other thing. You have to ignore five. The last four numbers uh-huh. that you had to like unlock, those four numbers open the first lock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we opened that and it was a cell phone with no battery. And inside the box, it said, read the messages in chronological order and you'll get the next clue.
But how are you supposed to do that with no battery?
With no fucking battery. So it's like, yo, we're back where we started. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do we do this? No lie, we did it with 5 minutes to spare. Like, it took us 55 minutes.
Yo, that nigga was about to come home and get y'all?
He was on his way up the stairs. Like, it took us 55.
You heard him?
It took us 55 minutes. And we used... No, if I would have heard somebody knock like, get out of my house! No, I would have just fucking off myself. I would have found something. I would have just picked up a box and decked myself in the head. Like, I don't want to be awake for what this nigga about to do. It was crazy though. It was dope. Like it actually was a story. But tweet me about it. And I'll let y'all know more because it's a long story, man. Like I recommend people do it because it was mad fun.
I've been wanting to do it ever since like Button was speaking about it.
Yeah, it was mad fun, and there's so many different themes. Like they said that was supposed to be like for beginners. Fuck out of here, yo.
Mm-mm.
One of the fucking clues. Once you, it was ridiculous. I just want to say it was ridiculous. That's it. So that was Friday. Saturday, we left New York. We spent the night Friday. We left Saturday. I got a fucking ticket when I think we went to the crib, dropped something off. I was going to one of my coworkers' house because he has goats. Don't ask me why he has goats, but he has live goats. At
his house?
At his house. He has like, 4K. You know.
A stable?
It's PA. So he actually has like a little area for them and all that. It's like a little barn, a little play area, and like all their minerals and shit. They was cute as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. Pause if needed. So all
right.
So I was on my way there. We dropped Quantico off, got in my shit. I've been riding dirty for quite some time.
Oh.
Right? Been riding dirty for quite some time.
No, when he says some time.
If you could guesstimate.
It's months.
No, I know. Oh. No, I know how much time. Oh. 5 months from now will be a year.
Goodness.
Yeah. So 7 months I've been riding quite dirty. And I get in my car, we start driving there. I pull up to a red light and there's a cop on the median. I'm not driving fast. I'm not driving.
That's what I thought it was at first.
Everybody thought I was doing 100. Like minimum. I drive
this
fast.
This nigga was in park.
I do drive. I was idle. I was idle as fuck. And the thing is, if y'all follow my snap, I've been doing everything I can to avoid cops. I've been driving slow. I've been stopping at every stop sign, a full stop. All right?
Notice he said he's doing that now.
Watch your life, man. So I'm at the stoplight, and I just see the cop at the median. Like, look at my. He tilted his head, and
now
then
it was a rat.
So he was facing the opposite direction. Mm. He drove forward. Pulled a U-turn, and the next time I saw him, he was alongside of me.
Oh, shit.
Facing the same direction as me now. He didn't look at me. He pulled, like, a little bit up in front of me so that he could see the stickers. My inspection was bad. So he pulled up, looked at the stickers, and he backed up. That light turned green. I'm not gonna lie, I floored it. Like when the light turned green, I was right where you hop on the highway. Mm. As soon as the light turned green, I got on the highway. I was like, nah, he's not gonna come this far after me. This nigga had his lights on the whole time. Like he was two cars behind me. He had his lights on, two cars behind me, like getting the other cars off of the road.
Right.
So I just pulled, at that point when I seen the lights, I just pulled over. Yeah. He was like, you know, that was a bad move, trying to get away from me, right? he was dead serious too. He said, you know, that was a bad, if he was black, he'd have been like, you know, you done fucked up.
Right? No, you know, you walked out, right?
He said it like in a different version. He was like, you know, that was a bad move, trying to get away from me, right? I was like, what are you talking about? I'm kind of in a rush. I apologize. You saw me see you.
He said that to you?
He did. He said, you saw me see you. He said, you saw me, didn't you? I'm like, nah, I saw you sitting there, but I didn't know that you were after me. Okay. All right. License and registration. So I gave him my shit. And hit me with a $130 ticket.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So I'm fucked. All right. So.
Wasn't a good idea, nigga.
Needless to say. All right. You're just trying to get rid of all of our foul. Come on, you know we got new white listeners.
Oh, I apologize. I really
damn,
do apologize.
Yo, damn it, man. My fault, Petey Pop. Shout out to Petey Pop. He's a new listener. One of my coworkers.
Hey.
He gave us a lot of good feedback on our last episode. But yeah, he's
done. He heard that. He said, "Whoa, he didn't even hit there, buddy."
He probably didn't even hit a shout out. He already turned the shit off. So
I gotta hit you up at work. He's like, "Hey, man, I really liked the episode up until about 21 minutes."
Or your interpretation of how he sounds. We might not like that either. All right. Saya is on a fucking roll.
Saya's face. I wish y'all could see his eyes got so big, like, shit.
You're right.
Saya is on a fucking roll.
My bad. Okay. Yeah.
No, my fault.
Needless to say, I got all that shit taken care of. I got my inspection done today. New tires, quick oil change. I got a bunch of shit done today. I took off work. But back to Saturday. Went to see the goats. The goats was they were a fun time. They're like baby goats, but they're pretty big, and they fucking like yell at each other. They fight. They headbutt each other. Like they're supposed to have horns. Mm. Obviously these were cut off, but like they still like instinctively headbutt each other, and like I fed them, and they like tore that shit out of my hand. It was crazy. It was fun. I mean, I wouldn't recommend just going out and getting goats as a pet, but if you know anybody that has goats, go holler at them because it was pretty cool.
All right.
Then we went to a barbecue that night and Saturday in Allentown. That was fun. Sunday, we went to another barbecue with family. That was cool. Took home a lot of leftovers. And then Monday was actual Memorial Day, and we decided to pull out the grill that none other than Saya SO, Saya underscore SO, Saya underscore SO on Snapchat, gave us. He gifted us a whole grill, and it works very well. I thought I was going to blow myself up. I thought I was going to blow myself up in the beginning.
He goes, if I do this, and we're going to blow up? I'm like, nah, you're good. He goes, all right, so what if I do this? Am I going to blow up?
That was
the conclusion.
Well, the thing
everything.
Is, the propane tank that he gave me with it was empty. Neither of us knew it was empty.
Ask me how confident I was. It was halfway full.
We didn't know it was empty, but, you know, when you open a valve on a propane tank and you're just sitting there with it open and you're just like, okay, and you just wait. My thoughts are, all right, I'm eventually blow up if I don't start this shit. Because it's just idle gas.
Yeah.
And if I light a flame and it's so much gas just in the air, I'm going up. Like, I'm going up into flame. So I went, got a new propane tank, hooked it up. And you got to just light the burners with a lighter or whatever. That's a little scary, too. But, you know, I'm getting it. I'm learning.
All right, my guy.
We barbecued, like Cherry said. I made some homemade burgers. They were pretty good. Fucked up the hot dogs the first batch. Nah, I fucked up the first batch of hot dogs up though, so nothing to be jealous about. Okay. I gotta become one with the grill. It was a little too high. I put that shit on. I came back 2 minutes later, and I'm gonna tell you what. It was good. Nah, the tips were burnt.
No, not that.
Okay.
The tips were, all right. Go ahead, guys.
All right.
Saya is still in cruise control, but. We had some friends over from New York. We had Cherry, and we just kicked it. Played some beer pong. I think I didn't lose one game of beer pong, so I'm still the champ. And Cherry did her thing, too. Shouts to Cherry.
Yep, I'm the master.
And that's about it. I didn't go to the gym at all this weekend. I did go today with Saya. We did legs, tilt legs. And yesterday, I did chest and tri, so I'm back in the groove a little bit. But that was my week. Sorry that it took 10 fucking minutes.
Wow. Well, it's all right, guys. My weekend and my week was pretty much washed.
Good.
Kids was home.
Keep it nice and short.
I didn't really, barbecue or nothing like that. Only highlight was I linked up with my guy Ace.
Your what?
My guy.
Your boy?
My boy.
That's the new shit.
I linked up with my boy.
My boy. That's the new shit.
Where did we get that from?
From you.
I know. But what was I reading?
I have no idea. Oh, you said something about boy. Oh, my boy. You were talking about the porn sites following you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You read off the description. I'm waiting for you, sites. My boy.
So I guess a porn site followed. You know, you get them bots that follow you on Twitter. And the message was like, hey, I'm from Southern California. And like,
I'm going to read it to y'all.
I'll show you a good time. I'm waiting for you, my boy.
Yeah, she said.
My boy.
Can I say her name?
Whatever. It's a fake page.
It's a fake page anyway.
She said, hi, my ID is Valeria 553. Find me by link. That's not English. Find me by link right now. Find I'm waiting for link. You, my boy.
My boy. That's going to be the new shit.
No.
Yo, my boy. What's really cool with you?
If you see me out in the streets, that's how I'm going to greet you.
My boy.
My boy.
What's really good, my boy? Poppington, my boy.
All right. Okay. And the only other fucked up thing from my week is y'all know how much I hate working on cars. I spent wild bread on both of my cars in like the last month and a half. So we just we put new brakes on my car and I was like, all right, we're done. We're good. Mm-hmm. Fucking Tuesday. Go to start on my car.
Damn.
Like, oh, all right. I'm just like, okay, no. Fuck my life. There's now more money that I need to spend on a fucking car. But I don't know. We added some shit to the gas or whatever and it was fine. And I think that's about it. Oh, fuck whoever made that meme about the sandal boots.
Oh, yeah. That was fucked up.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, the Tims. And it was like, oh, when it's hot outside in New York.
And it was Tims and sandals.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know who you are who sent that to me.
We don't get down like that, yo. We don't get down like that.
Nah, next time, tweet out your location.
All right, but.
Yo, you said that today? I was cracking up.
Because Hov dropped, well, not excuse me, Pusha T dropped a new record. And I was just like, yo, whoever's saying that Hov didn't kill that shit, first of all, let me know what your location on. So then I can go find you and you can say it to my face.
You better have the same
energy. You better have the same energy. You better OD have the same energy, my boy.
Oh, all right? God. speaking of energy, the Warriors made it out, man. They made it out of that series, bro.
I'm sick because, some of you guys may know, I am a KD fan. So I was pulling for him. You know what I mean? Pulling for that team to
watch your life.
But, all right. Okay. Now, go ahead. Proceed.
Nah, I was just saying, the Warriors made it out of the series, so it's going to be Warriors, Cavs in the finals.
Cavs in six.
You say the Cavs in six? You wildin'?
Warriors in six.
No, Sire's flying right now. Yo.
Warriors in six.
I'm going to say, you know what? The way that the Warriors were playing in this last series, and the way the Cavs were playing in this last series with the Raptors, I'm going to say
both look.
It could definitely be six, but it could definitely be seven, though. It could also definitely be seven.
I honestly think if it does get to seven, it might go to the Cavs.
You might be right.
It might.
But I'm going to also say Warriors in six. And that's, we're going to get off of basketball because Cherry is bored.
No, as she said.
But I just wanted to say that because in the last two episodes, we were supposed to give our finals predictions. And we didn't really get a chance to dive into it. But
no, we would have been OD wrong anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we would have been wild wrong because you never know.
No.
But yeah, so a couple of topics we got to discuss. One, I guess, was it in North Carolina?
Yes.
Were they passing? Did they pass or are they trying to pass a bill that will allow...
I want to say that it's passed, but a lot of people are against it.
Right. So in North Carolina, they passed a bill, may or may not have passed a bill. We're not fact-checking here. that will allow transgender people to go into the bathroom of the gender that they have
Become?
Now, become and identify with. Yeah. So there's a lot of debate going on in terms of.
Hold on. Not transsexual.
No, transgender.
Transgender. That could be. I walk in here tomorrow and be like, guys, I'm a boy.
I identify as a male. You could and you can go into a men's bathroom.
No, and you go see what the urinals.
Like I can straight up say I identify as a woman and walk into a woman's bathroom. So there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of debate, and Saya was actually. Thoughtful enough to remember.
So he's very concerned about it.
It's been something that's been spoken about for a while, and he was thoughtful enough to remember to bring it up. So I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm. You know, it's kind of like a double edged sword because I'm with the whole. What if your son is in the bathroom and, you know, some stranger comes in? You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
Or your daughter. Well, let's say daughter, because I don't see no woman.
It's really more, it's a little bit more impactful.
A man goes into a female bathroom, and who knows? He could just be on his phone like, all right, I'm saying I'm a girl today, but I'm going to go stick my phone under, whatever I can. Or just while out in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You just never know. So I'm kind of, and I'm sure they wouldn't do this shit, but that whole unisex bathroom. You have a men's bathroom, female bathroom, just be like, all
right,
right there.
We're just going to family bathroom.
Right. So.
Yeah.
I was watching today D-Ray Davis, and he was talking about it on The Breakfast Club, and he was like, man, I use the family bathroom anyway. I'm in that bitch making baby noises like I'm changing a diaper.
I mean, the way I look at it is, I just feel like. It was hard for me to even really put my input in because I don't know anybody transgender. I'm not transgender. So I feel like if you don't know enough about something, you shouldn't talk about it. But fuck that.
Yeah.
My thought process is they should just have their own bathroom. You know what I mean? And that sounds
segregation.
It sounds like that, but it doesn't need to be introduced as that. You know what I mean? If you just make there's unisex bathrooms everywhere. Yeah. Just like Saya said, there's unisex bathrooms everywhere. And regardless, that just means, boy or girl, you could use it. And my whole thing is, if you just have a men's room, a ladies' room, and a unisex bathroom at one location, then it's giving men the choice to use either the men's or the unisex. It's giving women the choice either to use the women's or the unisex. And if you feel like, if you're transgender, or if you feel like, hey, you know, I'm gonna just use this neutral bathroom, no harm, no foul.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is. But I think you have to introduce it delicately.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be like, this is y'all bathroom.
Yeah,
I'm saying that because I'm just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? But I think if it's like, hey, we'll pass a law that all bathrooms have to be unisex, or I don't know that, because that's the same thing, but it's just a little bit different because it's not saying that, hey, if you're a man and you identify as a woman, you could just walk into the women's bathroom where it's nothing but other women.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It could be kind of a mixture, but you know, it's tough. You know what I mean? Because
I also say if they did the surgery.
Yeah. If you did the surgery. Then if your parts were cut off, hey, go into the women's bathroom. You know why? Because you went there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You went to the extent of really doing everything you can to become a woman. If you're a woman and you had your parts cut off up top and something added down low.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works, but you know, I guess it is what it is. But my thing is, it opens up way too much room for error.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying that.
I think that's what a lot of people are concerned
about. Because how do you know who identifies as what, if not just asking them? Because you could ask me and I could tell you literally whatever the fuck I want to tell you. Is there a test?
Yeah.
Is there a... And when I say test, I don't mean like...
A lie detector test?
Yeah, I don't mean to that extent, but is there something where like you gotta answer these, you gotta fit these descriptions, or you gotta, you know, I don't know, you have to have had this surgery or that surgery, or you had to have some sort of history that shows that you are not just coming out of nowhere like I'm a woman, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I'm not with it just because, all right, transgender is like what you said. You can just walk in and be like, I'm a woman. Da, da, da. I don't think, and I don't care. I seen it on Twitter. Niggas like, oh, your bathroom at home is unisex bathroom, whatever. Right. I clean my bathroom.
But it's one, but, my whole thing with that, though, most, if not all, unisex bathrooms are one stall.
Yeah.
Two people of different genders, two people, period, can't be in there at the same time.
And that's why, with most unisex bathrooms. Well, I can't get jiggy with, because I don't know what bacteria y'all niggas got. Not saying I smell a toilet or anything, because that's gross. But
yeah, I'm about to say, you never know what the next bitch has.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't, but guys have, like, what is it, like, HPV? Like, it's not detected in guys, but it's detected in girls.
I think you get that from piss.
But
I don't know what you
can, I don't know what you get it from, but I know, like,
she don't want no parts.
Yeah, like, I know girls get it from guys and it's not detected in guys, it's detected in girls. So it's just like, you never know what else could be out there, some new shit.
And my thing is, like, 99% of unisex bathrooms have one stall, one toilet. Only one person can be in there at a time. If you open up a bathroom to 10 stalls, and you have 5 stalls along the wall, and then 5 stalls where you could go in, right? If you open that up, I'm telling you right now, I'm never going into the unisex bathroom because of the fear of running into a woman. It just feels awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm in the bathroom and a woman is in here. Mm. You know what I mean? I feel like the only people that are going to go in there are transgender people. Because they're going to feel like it's a neutral place where they can go, and it's just, they're not going to be judged, they're not going to be looked at weird. But then
there might be they might be the ones that are uncomfortable, again, with the fact that, like, oh, I'm identifying as a woman now, but there's a person who's identifying themselves as a man in here with me at the same time. I don't know how that shit goes, but
that's probably going to depend on the person, though, because I'm sure there's also transgenders that identify as women, but they just know they got to use the men's bathroom because they're men. Like, they know, hey, they don't want to cause their, they may have identified as a woman, but if they don't dress like a woman, if they didn't have the surgery, and they're kind of just in the beginning stages, they may identify that way, but they know good and well they still got an Adam's apple, they still got a Caesar, they still dressing like a man, you know what I mean? It's hard to say, yo, I identify as a woman when you're not dressed like a woman, when you don't have, you know, you're just not even, like, acting like a woman. You're just, you still got the deep voice and you're just like, yeah, you're not taking any estrogen pills, like hormone pills or estrogen pills, whatever the case. You just say, hey, I'm a woman now.
Yo, imagine at the club. That'll be
fucked
up. My God. You be like, yo, you so sure you just came out the bathroom?
Yeah, man.
Like, yo, what's good? She's like, I'm doing fine tonight. And you?
How you doing, my boy?
What's good, my boy?
What's good,
buy my boy? Buy me a drink or what? Let's get it popping.
So I'm going to say I don't agree with it, but, you know.
Unofficial.
I'm also, it's not official or unofficial.
Yeah, it's still unofficial.
But I would call it unofficial if we were on that segment, for sure. So, yeah, this next topic, I think, is best if you go into it. Something happened in Chicago. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, out in Chicago over Memorial Day weekend, they're saying that there was 8 people that were killed, and then I believe it was 57 people who were shot and injured. Yeah, I mean, that shit is legit Chirac.
And that's just, period, just over the weekend?
Just over the weekend. It's not like a specific thing in the last month.
It's just like, this is what happened over the weekend. 8 people were killed, 57 people were shot or injured. Yeah. Damn.
It's crazy.
That's wild.
And you know what was funny? I was listening to a podcast, and this dude was like, yo, dead ass, 50 was right. Remember 50 said, you know, it's hot out this bitch, it's good enough
reason. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The summer, you know what I mean? Niggas might just get a little bit of heat and just be like, I gotta go let my gun off.
I feel like letting a gun off right the fuck now.
Because we are officially in hell.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm sweating bullets and I'm hurt. I don't got a light on in this room.
I'm gonna bring my AC with me next week.
No, I'm on my dying. Shoulder. I'm dying.
On my fucking shoulder. But anyway, now that's a serious subject. You know, just wanna, you know, give, you know, our respect to the families that lost people this weekend. You know what I mean? It's just crazy that that's happening out there.
Yeah, be safe out there in Chicago.
Definitely, man.
Be definitely safe out there.
I got family there, but I won't go and visit.
Yeah, no. I'd rather not.
I'd rather not. Understand.
I used to have a family member in Chicago, but she moved, and it's a blessing. So official or unofficial? You guys like this segment. This is the third episode that we're bringing it back. Safe to say we're just going to keep it as a fixture on the show for all the topics that we don't really want to dive too far into, but we still want to talk about it. So, Cherry, contributed a couple of topics in here. One of them, a girl fight breaks out at Drake's Memorial Day pool party over this past weekend. Official or unofficial?
Official.
I'm going to say it's official, too. It's official. Because who doesn't want to see that?
You know what's about to happen?
What?
Some dope-ass music.
Oh, yeah. Now, you're definitely right. You're definitely right.
And it was, no, but it was like three girl fights. Yeah. Like, I saw a video.
It was supposedly a lot, yeah.
I saw a video. That's it perfect. Was like four different groups of girls in this one frame. I was like, yo.
And normally, I'm not the one that likes watching World Star videos and like seeing people fight and get fucked up, or you know, like all these bitches dudes grab you by the head and try to bop clock you with one hand. It's like, it's boring for me to watch, honestly, most of the time. Mm-hmm. But at a pool party, some bitches in lingerie and bikinis, asses out, couple titties pop out.
Yeah, niggas let them fight for a little bit, like, hey, yo, break that up.
Somebody's head hit the corner of the pool and you gotta stop it. Okay, bitch gonna drown.
Oh, she's bleeding?
No, she's leaking out the noggin. She can't swim because her arms are limp. We gotta. Okay.
Okay, no.
Jerry broke her phone. She needs a new one.
No, a tank just came through the room.
I'm gonna say that's official. We all say it's official. Second topic, the Cincinnati Zoo decides to shoot and kill 17-year-old gorilla Harambe when a 4-year-old supposedly drops in the pit in there where the gorillas were. I don't know if any of you guys know about this story, but I guess supposedly somewhere in Cincinnati at the Cincinnati Zoo, this 4-year-old boy found his way into the gorilla pit where the gorillas are, and he says he fell in. But what they're saying at the zoo is it would have been very hard for him to just fall in without like figuring out a way to fall in. You know what I mean? But the official or not official part about this is the zoo decided to shoot and kill the gorilla once they found that the 4-year-old was in harm's way, because the gorilla did lay hands. Supposedly the boy is injured, but it doesn't look like it was malicious. It kind of looked like the gorilla was just like fucking around. Well, gorillas are strong, period. And it's a 4-year-old boy.
Smack your face off.
Yeah, it's a 4-year-old. A gorilla will fuck a grown ass man up. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a 4-year-old little boy, and a gorilla was like tugging at the boy's pants. And, you know, the people at the zoo decided to shoot and kill the gorilla. Before we go into a finish, official or unofficial, think about maybe some of the different ways they could have resolved the situation. Maybe unlethal. I don't know if they. Yeah, I don't know. Tranquilizers. You know, it's a zoo, so they have to have what we call it, humane ways of putting animals down, like sedatives or you know, fucking tranquilizer darts, like you said, some
but
shit.
They said that wouldn't have.
It wouldn't have put him out quick enough.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. But I still want to mention it because it doesn't look like they didn't try it. Now, they could have thought, hey, if we try it and he'll get crazy.
Upset, yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to put it out there, though, because I know most people would just be like, yeah, kill him. But are they not in any other way prepared for shit like that to happen? Knowing that you're
a zoo. That can't be like their first option.
Yeah. Like, are you not? Do you guys have no precaution? Is there no, like, fail safes to if shit like that happens? Because I'm not saying that it's going to happen all the time.
Like, where was his trainer?
Anything, right.
Nobody, Harambe, come here.
Yeah. Right, there's nobody on deck to, like, try to... I don't know. I don't work at a zoo. I don't know anything about zoos. I'm just thinking, if you're working at SeaWorld and shit, I'm thinking all the employees need to, A, know how to swim. They need to know how to, you know, they need to know how to take surf. Because people will, you know, who knows if a kid falls in? You know, like, all right, what do we do? What's the drill? When you're on a plane, they have a drill. They're like, these are the exits. Is that. So I don't know. I just want to throw it out there.
Maybe like, they thought that, you know, it's pretty fucking impossible for somebody to get in here willingly.
Yeah.
So we don't need that.
At the end of the day.
But I saw the picture, too. It is. I feel like that little boy went to that gorilla.
Right.
Because.
He did.
There
I think
was no
so.
Way yeah. that gorilla in his big ass cage or whatever saw this little boy and ran over to him like he never seen a fucking person before. He see people all day, every day.
Exactly. So I'm gonna start. I'm gonna say that it's official that they didn't take the risk of something happening to the boy, because I think at the point where the gorilla had the boy by his pants, it's a delicate situation.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, if it had been a grown adult, like if it had been me, right, it might have been different. I have the mindset to say, yo, I'm going to fucking be really still. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm going to be really still. I'm not going to provoke this nigga. I'm going to let them do what they have to do. I mean, you shook. You probably going to. I'm talking shit. I probably would have ran. I don't know. But, no, you know, at least as a grown, like as a grown man, it's like, all right, if the gorilla does hit this nigga, all right, he's injured. He's injured. Maybe he'll sue. Maybe he'll die. Hope to God he won't. But it'll be like, all right, we don't have to kill this gorilla. And he may not die. You know what I mean? He may get injured. He may sue or some shit like that. But he's a grown man. He could take a small ravaging or something. Let's do what we can, right? But I think because it was such a young boy, it's like, yo, we can't take the chance of trying to defuse this in any other way. Mm. But, you know, I also feel like it's a little unofficial because it's like, y'all training these animals, aren't you? You don't just have fucking wild, crazy animals. Like, do you really just put a wild-ass fucking lion in the middle of the zoo and just say, okay, we're just going to throw you out here? I mean, they have to feed these animals. They have to be on some sort of regiment. They're almost like, they're like trained pets for the most part. So do you just automatically assume this gorilla is going to just fucking kill whoever drops in here? Like, I don't know. I think it's official that they didn't take any precaution and they did what they had to do.
Just to play devil's advocate. All right. Another situation. Maybe they did think about this. What if they're like, all right, get the trainer in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trainer's just like, oh, my boy, relax. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Come over here.
Right.
And he couldn't be like, ah, I shouldn't just smack the shit out of the kid.
But why would you do that?
I'm just playing devil's
advocate. If your trainer is...
I understand.
You're the trainer. You're supposed to know.
You ain't never seen Jurassic Park.
Come on
the
now.
The third one.
If your dog...
The nigga was the alpha male.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Word, that's true.
Let me play devil's advocate to your devil's advocate.
All right.
If your dog barks at someone and then runs up and nibbles at his pants, like kind of viciously, he doesn't draw blood. You have a pit bull or whatever. Mm. Your dog with you is great. Listens to everything you say. Sit, heel, stay, come here, roll around, whatever. Somebody that he never met before rolls up. Your dog gets into attack mode, runs up, grabs him by the pants, and the dude is like, yo, what the fuck you doing? And before you get to say anything, somebody shoots him. Somebody shoots your dog. You're going to be like, yo, you just shot my... I had him. You know what I mean?
Like
you out. Now, on one hand, if it's a four-year-old boy and your dog, you know, grabs the child by the pants, if somebody's parent... Somebody might be like, yo, he about to kill his kid. Mm. You know, when it's an adult, it's different. But you might be thinking, yo, if I would have just been like, yo, come here, he would have came back. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case. It's like... Yeah, I don't know, man. It's hard.
We don't know what they might have been thinking.
Yeah, it's hard. So official or unofficial, what do you guys think?
I really think... Well, wait, it's that they...
The fact that they killed them. I'm gonna make it sound... I'm gonna make it sound like what they're making it sound like, and what it is really. Mm. They shot the gorilla to save the kid. That's what I'm gonna say. I mean, you really can't say, oh, it's unofficial saying it that way. But at the same time, thinking about it, it's like, could they have done this a different way? Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, I say it's
official because they took no precaution. That is something where I'm like, okay, I can't take
that gamble.
Right, you know I mean? Get it.
Sorry, yeah. I think
it's official because normally, but in situations like this, sometimes people, like, okay, let's say they did tranquilize him and he fell on the kid, killed the
kid. Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, they didn't think about this little boy. Like the whole situation would be flip-flopped.
Well, they could have shot and killed him, and he could have fell on the boy.
True,
you know.
True.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's just so likely to happen, but you're gonna also have PETA and you know, people who are like.
I saw an article today that said Harambe not only left the zoo, he also left a family of five.
I mean, he's a 17-year-old gorilla. Mm. And gorilla, I mean, they do have... Gorillas and monkeys are the closest thing to humans. You know what I mean? As far as species go.
Damn it, man.
So it's just not... And like I was mentioning, like, you don't have a dog, but if you had a dog, you know, people are very attached to their pets. They're like part of the family, you know?
Yeah.
Who that trainer could have been like, yo, Harambe is like, I'm part of the family. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm not saying that, oh my God, they shouldn't have killed this animal, because there was clear risk there. You know, it's not like he was approaching the boy. No, he had the boy, him. Mm-hmm. Like, he had him. Like, you know, they were
drug him.
They were physical, right? They were physically, so it's like, could they have thrown food in there that had tranquilizer in it, and then the gorilla go to the food and pick? You just never know. I don't know.
Then, you know,
I'm
you
just
know,
throwing out different options.
But just something else to think about. Like, all right, let's say they did one of those things, all right? And it doesn't work. And again, the gorilla gets angry, and next thing you know, the kid is dead. Then they're going to be like, all right, well, you guys going to just shot him or...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No matter what,
it goes either way. Because if the kid would have been hurt, if the kid would have been hurt, and either way, you could have shot him sooner. Or you should have, you should have shot him, period, if they wouldn't have shot him, right? Yeah. But now, because the kid is like, okay... It's like, damn, did you have to shoot him? You know, it's like, you can't win. There's no winning or losing.
They're losing either way.
But I'm going to say it's official for the reasons that I mentioned earlier. Cherry?
I said it's
official?
It's official.
Okay.
Yeah, she did say.
All right, cool. All right, rumor has it Jhené Aiko and her producer husband are going through a divorce after dating for 4 years, and they were only married for a few months. So the husband says that she's allegedly cheating on him with Big Sean.
Unofficial.
Unofficial that they're having a divorce,
unofficial.
Or unofficial that she's cheating on him with Big Sean, or I mean, it's kind of the same thing. But.
Yeah, no, unofficial that they're getting divorced after 3 months.
Right. Mm.
That's so unofficial. Why the fuck did y'all even get married?
Right.
Well, they were together for 4 years, mm-hmm.
but
so they just got married.
So that gives you the leeway to go cheat?
Nah, I'm not saying.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like...
Here's the thing. He doesn't even know
for sure. So you're on the side...
He just saw that picture on Twitter.
He's assuming that, and then he's getting, like, people
in his music.
Ear.
I'm sure they spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So you're on the side of the husband.
I think... I don't want to say I'm... I just think it's unofficial that they're getting divorced after... But, I mean, I don't know if she cheating, so I can't say. But if she is, it's still unofficial, because Big Sean's, like, my best friend.
Right.
Gotcha. I say it's unofficial only because of the fact that, like, there's no proof. Like, that was their whole marketing scheme.
Right.
Put them out as they're, like, a couple. So they gotta sell this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, I guess it's supposed to be a secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's probably people who don't know. Like, they're probably like, oh, they're together.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, are you seeing this? And he's going to be like, nah, I know about it. But nah, did you see this?
Right.
Did you hear what he said in the song? And then you're going to be like, yo, you know what?
Y'all saw the video?
Yeah. A video to a song? Or
they're like the, what's it called? Out of Love.
Yeah.
It's like 15 minutes.
They
look like a legit couple.
They look like a couple, like kissing, riding on him.
Damn.
Like,
damn.
I'd be shitty too if that
so,
was my wife.
So I'm going to say... I'm gonna say it's unofficial because there's no proof of anything.
Mm-hmm.
I would have definitely said it was official if there was any inclination, not even inclination, if there was any proof that this actually was a fact. Like, you could see, let's put it this way: people have, if your wife or girl is a movie star or entertainer or whatever.
Damn it! You just beat me to it.
You go ahead, finish what I was going
to
say.
You went a little cleaner than me. I went straight to porn star.
Nah, but anything.
Like, imagine your wife is a porn star,
uh-huh.
and you know what she does for a living.
Right.
And, like, you go to her job one day, and you're like, damn, she's really taking a
she's
dick.
Getting
but
plowed.
She's getting plowed
before
right now.
My
but,
eyes.
But I know that she loves me, and she's coming home to me.
My whole thing is, if you're a movie star, right, I mean, and you take a role where you're in love with fucking Denzel Washington, I don't know. I can't even say really Denzel, but, anybody, right? Like, if it's a young actor and it's like,
Michael Bay.
In this movie, I have to, like Michael Bay.
Michael B. Jordan.
Jordan.
I'm thinking
the director.
And I'm like,
where are bitches just flocking?
Are you dead serious?
No. Michael Bay Jordan.
Yeah, but like, you got to have that conversation. Like, yo, I'm doing this movie. Mm. And in the movie, I have sex with this guy and this guy. Obviously, it's all fake. I gotta look like I'm wild into it. You know what I mean? You have those conversations. Even if you don't get to have the conversation, you just know that, yo, my wife is in entertainment. And if they didn't have a conversation about how this video is going to go, or the fact that her and Big Sean have to publicly kind of look like, not a thing, but they got to look closer maybe than they are, or they got to look as close as they are, whatever the case, like, you gotta roll with it. But there's also people, there's a fine line, because if it was me and Janae, let's put it this way, Remy and Fat Joe would never be in no video like that, because Pap is not having that. Remy is not having that. You know, it's like, niggas know what it is. Like, yo, wow, that's mad disrespectful. I think if Janae Aiko was never in the public to be promiscuous like that, and just like in relationships with everybody, and people knew that she was married, like everybody knew that she was married, which I didn't.
Exactly.
But let's just say everybody knew that, then I think it's like an invisible rule that's there, like, yo, you can't just be riding other niggas, right? Like, you know, like, if I hate to bring these motherfuckers up again, but if Rob and Black China were together, if he had popped a question and they were married, and then she did that video of Future, unacceptable. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
that type of shit is unacceptable. But that was like before, you know. If it's before, then it's like, hey, I'm cool with it. But I think once people know, and once you know that you're dedicated like that, you can't just be on TV unless that's your job to literally do that, you know. But some roles you gotta deny. Like, yo, I'm not taking a role where I gotta fuck. Like, there was somebody told me a long time ago that Denzel doesn't take roles where he has to like be fucking chicks and all that. Like, there was a couple movies that he did it, and he didn't really want to, but because he wants to be respectful to his wife, he doesn't want his wife to see him even on camera. Like, he doesn't even want her to imagine shit like that. And I think that's respectable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But hey, neither here nor there. I say it's unofficial. Tax,
sorry, Janae.
Yeah, sorry. Tax and Cam are beefing. Tax Stone and Cameron are beefing. So, for those of you who don't know who Tax Stone is, he is an internet personality and a podcaster, and also a convicted felon who has supposedly changed his life, turned his life around. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne Tha God gave him a shot. He was on an episode of Uncommon Sense a little while back, like a year ago or whatever. And from there, he's kind of just been taken off. Very wild, disrespectful with the mouth. Talks mad shit about people. Troy Ave, specifically, we spoke about how it might have been him that Troy Ave was shooting at. Anyway, he mentioned, oh, you guys know who Cameron is, hopefully. Yeah. Dipset, you know, Bird Gang. Anyway, so Tax Stone mentioned in one of his podcasts that both Tupac and Cameron were snitches, because they both in their songs had made mention of knowing who shot them or shot at them. Right.
Yeah, Cam did the he's like, you know, I saw it when he got shot in D.C. He goes, yeah, you know, I saw them throwing the rock sign outside my car.
Basically cluing people that, hey, it was Rockefeller. You know, it was the Rock members that did this to me or whatever. And same thing with Pac, pretty much. So he's like, yo, that's basically snitching, because you're making it very easy to, you
piece
know,
the shit together.
Exactly. You're making it easy, very easy to piece shit together. And so, first of all, that in itself is a conversation, but we're not going to get into that today, but they're beefing. What do we think about it? Official or unofficial? I am going to say it's official, only because Cam, I want to see Cam go at somebody again, you know,
hey, and not podcast.
It is a podcast, but you know what? You know, Cam is still a street nigga. That's, you know, true. So I don't know. For me, I don't think it's going to really go too far, but I like when Tax Stone goes on his rants about people. And I like when Cameron goes on his... They both funny-ass hood niggas. Nice. You know
Cam,
what I mean? Cam is hilarious. Cam is hilarious. I'm going to say it's official just because I want to see what happens. And it's only going to
play
last
on social media.
Yeah, and it's only going to play out on social media. It's probably only going to last like another 6 months, if that.
Six
months, nigga.
Nah, that's a long time, but I'm just saying, if that. 6 months go by quickly. You know, you keep taking jabs, shots at people.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say...
Tax Stone been slandering Troy Ave for over a year.
Just because he's a podcaster, like, this is what he does. Like, this is his I don't want to say that's career, his platform. To talk. That's his platform. Yeah, like that's like that would be like him. I mean, a million people beef with Charlamagne, but that'd be like him beefing with Charlamagne. Like Charlamagne is going to talk shit. Like yeah. This nigga is going to talk shit. So,
but you know, it's different when you're being called a rat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I guess, especially for a nigga like Cam, who prides himself on moving by the code. You know what I mean? And the code is just pretty much. You know, I'm not going to rat on, you know, I'm not going to rat on nobody. I'm not going to be a snitch. I'm not going to, you know, whatever the case is, you know.
I still think it's unofficial.
You're not. You're entitled to that. Reason I'm saying it's official is because I just want to see it play out on social media. I mean, realistically, it's unofficial because it's like, come on, my nigga Cam, what are you doing? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I still say it's
official. I think the one thing that's unofficial is Tax going at Pac because Pac isn't here to defend himself.
True.
You know what I mean? That part I didn't like. But with him and Cam, it's like, I get it. He has this close connection with, you know, The Rock and Jay-Z and all that shit. But He wasn't really going out saying names and all that. So it was a little bit of a reach, but I get it. Right. But I do want to just see how it plays out. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. And I'm sure this shit will be funny because they're both just going to say mad, sarcastic shit to each other.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be hilarious, and that's pretty much why I say it's official. If it goes anything further than that, I'm going to come right back to this episode and say it's unofficial. Designer, you know, Panda. Designer, we all know that he's kind of young, for those of y'all who didn't know. I think he's 18. So Designer is going to his prom. That's weird to even say. Like, I don't know. Official or unofficial? I'm gonna say it's unofficial. He's 19. So here's the thing. I was going to say it's official because it's like, yo, it's mad dope. Like, his school is gonna be able to see him. Mm. He might perform something. He might, you know, it's turned up. Like, yo, if I went to school with somebody who just turned famous like that, I would love for them to come to prom. Okay. So on that hand, I was calling it official. The reason I'm calling it unofficial is because it's like, all right, my nigga, you kind of putting yourself out there a little OD. Like, now you sold a million records, you know what I mean? Mm. You're starting to make some more songs. You're getting to the level of, you're getting to that Fetty Wap level where it's like, yo, why was Fetty Wap riding around Patterson on a motorcycle by himself? I would say the same thing. All right, like, why is Designer going to his own fucking prom?
Same time, he's still young. I say it's official because, again, he's still young. Maybe it's some shit that he did want to experience. Or, I mean, I didn't look too much into it. Let's say he, like, got expelled from the school or just something. And maybe now the school is just like, yo, just come back. It will look good for us or whatever. And
yeah, who
like,
knows right, what circumstances. Yeah.
I think it's official because, I mean, it's official for the people who attended the prom because, you know, he's going to be turned up.
I think that, too.
It's unofficial, I think, for him musically, because now I feel like all the shit that he says, all that ratchet hood shit.
Yeah, but like, nigga, you was just at prom in high school.
Nigga, sit your little ass down, all right? You, my boy.
That's the whole thing I'm saying. Like, you putting yourself out there, like, you know, you first of all, you don't need to put yourself out there, like, I won't say in the public, but at your school around other people that, because, first of all, when I was 19, I was out of high school for 2 years. So
he just turned 19 like 4 days ago.
Oh, I mean, still. And I was 17 when I graduated.
I was 18 and I didn't get left back. I'm very fucking smart.
Okay.
May 3rd. So like a month ago, he just turned
19. Shout out to him. I mean, you know, it's kind of official. Yeah. I think it's dope for the people that go to that school. Holy fucking shit. Can you open the window? I'm actually fucking dying. I don't give a fuck about motorcycles. Listen, bear with us, okay? It's so hot in this motherfucker that we can't do it right now.
We're past hell.
We can't do it. In the episode, we almost ready to get out of here. I'm drenched. Pause.
Wow.
Last topic, Saeed. I think you had something.
Yeah, I just wanted to, touch on this. Summertime is here. It's hot as fuck out.
Yo, there was no in between from whatever that last season was to this.
It was dead ass
100 degrees 50, outside.
Like 3 weeks ago, and now it's about 102. But, you know, I just wanted us to relive like some of our favorite summer memories, like shit that we no longer do, shit that we would like to do. You know what I mean? Just things that we've done in the past. And like, you know, you as the listeners, the refs, you guys could chime in as well. Let us know the shit that you guys used to do. And you know what I mean? Let's just share a few stories, if anything.
I got a story. One time, I was like 14. Mm-hmm. And well, I used to spend, for those of y'all who don't know, I'm originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana, like this state. And so I moved to Jersey when I was 10, and I spent all my summers in Indiana. Like, the day I got out of school, I was on the bus going to Indiana. I did not want to be in Jersey over the summer. Not that I didn't want to be in Jersey. I didn't want to be in the house. I knew if I was going to be at home, I was going to be in the house. I go to Indiana, I turn up. So I was like 14, and my cousin... My grandma used to let us do whatever we wanted ever. And we was outside one day. It was like 12 o'clock in the morning. And we partook in some activities. And then we just laid in the grass and looked at the stars until like 3 in the morning. And then we went in the house and ate this whole bowl of watermelon.
Wow.
And then my grandma was like, "What are y'all doing? It is 3 o'clock in the morning." And we're just like, "We're hungry."
Oh, man.
And then we just went to sleep and woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't even know why we woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I remember why. Because her mom was picking us up to go somewhere. Okay. But that, I would never forget that day because it was memorable.
Nah, that's just how it sounds. It just sounds like y'all was just really chilling and bonding. Like
sitting on the curb eating sunflower seeds, just spitting them in the street, and then eat a whole fucking bag of sunflower seeds, and then you look and it's this fucking pile. It looked like a fucking anthill of sunflower shells.
Right. That was dope. Hey.
That's country shit for you.
I was just about to say, it's country as shit, but it sounds cool. I wouldn't mind doing that shit right now.
Nah.
I guess I'll go. You still thinking of...
No, I have one. I don't have many. I remember weird shit. Like, something has to trigger me to remember something. But mine, what I'll say is that summer that... okay, so I kind of actually have two.
I have two as well.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to go with one that I just remembered is actually my favorite. Hopefully it's not yours too. So, one of my favorite summers was when me... You, the whole team, went to Cortona Park for SO Day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you already know, SO, the Street Officials, that's my team. We make music, we're a street team. We do, you know, do everything. But in 08, we held our first, which was going to be like an annual day. We was like, yo, we should do like an SO Day. Mm-hmm. So, we held it in Cortona Park in the Bronx. And, like, we all came out. It was me, Syed, Benny, Jazz, Ruga, it was everybody that was down at the time came down, traveled from all different areas, and we just had mad fun. We just set up mad hibachi grills that we were just cooking on.
Jay makes it sound like it's nice as hell.
Nah, Cortona Park isn't nice, but the time we had was
nice. It was great.
It was crazy. Like, we was drinking, we was doing some other things, we was loud, we was rowdy. Okay. We was chilling. And that was probably the highlight of... one of my favorite summers.
Can I point something out real quick?
What?
If anybody was to ever see pictures of that day, you wouldn't even know I was fucking there because they decided to take pictures after I left.
Yeah, we did.
They said, fuck you.
No, they were just like, did he leave? All right, yo, you got the camera now?
Digital cameras.
Well, at the time, Syed was still partially washed, and you had to make it home.
I had to go to work the next day.
Yeah, partially washed at that time. What was I, 18?
Yeah.
I was 18. I was 18, probably just turning 19. And so you were 30. Rightfully so.
And I was 12.
Yeah, right. So rightfully so.
You know what you can do, my boy.
All right. My other one, I just want to throw it out there. My other one, same thing, the whole SO, but we went to Jersey Shore. That was fun to tell too.
I missed out on that shit.
That was fun.
That's when I was like officially washed.
Yeah.
I don't exactly remember a summer, like a year of this shit, but I always enjoyed being on the block and we would have the Super Soaker fights.
Mm-hmm.
And niggas used to have the fuck. Remember, do they even make Super Soakers anymore? They just got like regular water guns,
do,
right?
But not, I don't know, the ones with the huge tank on the top. I don't know. I used to think
I was in COD.
Not OD.
Like that, my
OD.
Nigga. I had the backpack joint.
Yeah. Oh.
I had the backpack joint, and then I had the little gun.
Yeah.
But then it had a shoulder strap.
Right.
So my nigga, I'll be running around. I'm like, oh, I'm out. Oh, gotcha. You know what I mean?
Y'all would have to see what this thing is.
No,
I think to understand.
Nigga, it was live. So like, we used to have everybody on the block go through and do that shit. Now you go through my block, it's dead. It's corny.
Yeah.
But I actually kind of have a summertime story / Survivor Series story.
Uh-oh.
All right? This wasn't a glorious time, but my family always reminds me of this shit whenever I'm around them. So there's one summer, we're swimming. I had a pool in my backyard, right? And we're swimming. There was a part of, you know, in New York, you got a smaller backyard. So, like, a part of the wall wasn't, like, fully, like, strong. Like,
uh-huh.
Not all the structure was there.
Right.
So, my pops would always be like, yo, whatever you do, don't touch that side of the wall. Like, you know, right. Don't pull on it or whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had my older cousin, me, my brother, a few other cousins. We're playing basketball.
Right.
And I'm, like, probably 7, 8, nine at the time. So, I'm sure they did some dumb shit to me. I would go and get pissed off and grabbing at the wall. This is why I don't fuck with y'all. And blah, blah, blah.
Man.
And I just remember my mom, like, she's there in the window. She's like, don't touch that. No, don't do it. Okay.
Oh, man.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, I think I got pissed again and I did it. And she's like, did I tell you I could touch shit? I'm just like, all right, my bad. So we're swimming. The next thing we hear, like, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck is that?
Oh.
We're just like, yo, y'all hear that? Nigga, the whole... The whole pool emptied, and we were having a barbecue that day. So all I remember is we're trying to get out of the pool. My brother, like, no, it was my brother and my cousin. My older cousin has, like, my other cousin by, like, her like bikini top or whatever, like holding on for dear life, trying to, like, grab her. I'm, like, underneath the water, and nigga's, like, holding on to my leg. So the edge, it was sharp. So, like, if you go through, you're cutting your body up.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's one of the reasons why they're trying to save us.
Right.
So, we get out, and all I remember is, ah! I'm just like, oh, who's that? And they're like, that's mom.
Oh.
Like, yo, she told you don't touch the walls. And now,
our neighbors,
oh, what?
Oh, my God.
What? I remember my mother was praying. You know, for her not to kill me. Like, I remember I'm in my bed, like, after, like, one of the beats, just like, don't come back in, I don't need, like, but
yeah.
Our neighbors, their backyard was lower than ours.
Uh-huh.
And there was a fence.
Yo.
No, my nigga, I flooded their basement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I flooded their basement. So, basically, like, we survived. Everybody survived. I got the only ass whooping. And then,
for, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, my mother didn't even want to look at me for like a month. And then it was like beginning of summer, so I fucked up everybody's pool time too.
Damn.
Yeah, nah, it's the worst. And now whenever, like, I go through family get-togethers, like, yo, pool smasher, what's up, man?
Yo,
how you been?
How's
the kids?
Smasher.
You know what I mean? So I just shared some shit with y'all that I probably shouldn't have. Don't call me Pool Smasher on Twitter, and if you do, have your location on.
Okay.
And have the same energy when I pull up, all right? All
right. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to call you Pool Smasher on Twitter.
Nah, I'll pull up. I know where you live.
I'm not going to say, I'm just not going to say
gonna
that I'm not.
He's just going to call you Pool Smasher in person. Fuck it.
No, I'm just not going to say that I'm not.
Okay.
My boy.
Yo, I just thought of the best summer. I was thinking about this yesterday while I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
The best summer of my life. I literally thought this yesterday. Like, yo, that was the best summer. It's the summer after my freshman year of college. I was working at ESU. I was doing orientation, making bank. Because we would work for, like, 2 days straight. Like, get paid. Like, we would get paid from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m., no break. And the next day, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Damn.
You get paid for lunch. Like, all of that. And it was, like, every other day that so I was making bread. And then, like, I had just started, like, how do I want to say this nicely?
Oh, man.
You know? I just started that. Like, I was, and I had, like, my little love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, I don't even like him. Like, we just, like, hang out, whatever.
Right.
And that was literally the best summer ever in life.
Did you have a summertime fling?
I mean, it lasted for like 3 years.
Not even a fling.
But it was the best. Yo, I had so much. That was like the most money I ever had in my life.
Do you think that lasted for 3 years because you had just started that thing?
No.
No?
No. Okay. Not at all. It was longer than, it was like on in 2011 until...
Is that situation?
December. Shit? Yeah, December. This past December. 13, 14, 15. Jesus.
Okay, so...
Yeah. No, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, 4 year thing.
Jesus. So it ended yesterday.
December.
Okay. You know what this sounds like?
So yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
4 years and then...
So I'm Cherry Poppins. You can find me on Twitter, letter I, letter F, Cherry Poppins. Instagram, same thing. Yeah. Snapchat, Cherry Poppins 13.
And it's your boy.
Get.
Brat.
Brat is blood as
fuck. Okay, no. Okay, actually, you know what? We just lost all Crip listeners.
It's actually a clear game.
Yo, that's what he says.
No.
Yes, he does. No. Play the shit back, yo.
I guess it's just didn't roll the R.
I'm gonna say he doesn't say brat. Yeah,
yes, he does.
Okay. Well, I'm J Omega. S O on all social media networks.
Hey, my boy. It's Saya SO on IG and Twitter. The Snapchat is Saya _ SO. Remember, follow me on there.
And we'll be back. Can you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Can I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. That's how you feeling. Now I'm the villain out of nowhere. Your heart is spilling. Oh, girl, you tripping. Did my lack of attention put a dent into your ego? Girls be playing games. A nigga gon' need some Chico's. Of course I look. I just be more discreet, though. She look, I look a different direction. Got a different perspective. Things get hectic. If she's feeling neglected, she feeds off attention. Give me a second. Can a nigga just finish a sentence? Can somebody please give her a mention or go on her Instagram like all of her pics? You know how niggas are. They be so thirsty as shit. Not me, we mess around, but I know it's a risk. But oh man, lord damn, look, shorty so thick. So I deal with a couple things that just comes with the territory. It's mandatory, I tell her sorry. Then very surely she comes through but says that she got a couple questions for me. Can you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Can I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. Why can you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Can I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. I thought we was past this. I thought we was past that. Are you gonna keep talking? If so, then pass that. I swear her mouth runs like a motherfucking halfback. I don't wanna hear it like if she's spitting a bad rap. But she's ride or die. If I need it, she would stash that. Puerto Rican, half black. So you know that ass fat. I'm glad she ain't no cat stack. Get mad when she gets mad at all the small, the stupid shit. Get a Uber, the scooper quick. I move the switch super quick. She tells me that I'm rude as shit, but that gets settled when I throw all my Gucci flip flops on some future shit. It could get too intense, but oh man, lord damn, shorty super thick. I deal with extra shit, comes with the territory. It's mandatory. I let her vent and let her tell her stories. Get her mad and tell her sorry. Then very shortly she comes through but says that she got a couple questions. Can you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Can I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. Can you want me like the other boys do? They stare at me while I stare at you. Can I keep you safe as my own? One moment I have you, the next you are gone. I'm just trying to chill with you. I'm just trying to smoke. I don't wanna argue, I hate being provoked. I'm just trying to chill with you. I'm just trying to smoke.
I don't wanna argue, I hate being provoked. What's with these assumptions? What's with these assumptions? Why the fuck you gotta turn nothing into something? I'm just trying to puff this. What's with all the ruckus? Wildin' out in public, you got me saying fuck this. Fuck this. Fuck this. Got me saying fuck this. Fuck this. I'm just trying to chill with you. I'm just trying to smoke. I'm just trying to chill with you. I'm just trying to smoke.